Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Midday 180 served up by Wendy's. Austin. Austin Price. VolQuest.com. He joins us twice a week for the VolQuest Report. Austin, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. And yourself?
Wonderful.
So, Austin, do you know what a director of program development does for a team? Because that's what Joe Ossovet is now for Tennessee.
He's developing the program.
Here's your job description, Joe. We want you to develop the program as director of program development. I like that.
It's all about titles, isn't it?
I guess. What is his importance to this program? Because clearly they want to reward him in some way to keep him around.
Well, you know, he's really, I think, been a nice impact coming off from the junior college ranks, you know, with some of the scheme stuff that he brings. And I just think offensively, the more talented minds you can have, the better, because, you know, he may see something. Even though, you know, as an off-the-field coach that can help this team, you know, you see it all over college football. There are analysts and quality control coaches and this and that that, you know, probably could, you know, be in different spots elsewhere, but they get paid good money to not have to go out in the curtain. You know, and it's not a bad gig if you can get it.
Austin, we're going to talk some basketball also, but quickly with football recruiting, and I know you guys have written about this, but Tennessee doing a really good job getting top-level prospects to campus in the early going, much better than a year ago. Where are they right now in terms of their top targets and just in this early process of making sure they're in Knoxville?
Well, they've done a great job of getting a lot of high-end four-star, five-star type players to campus, obviously highlighted by the likes of five-star Eric Gilbert, five-star Zachary Evans, five-star Justin Rogers has been to Tennessee, you know, several times over the last 6-8 months. And, you know, outside of, you know, Gilbert, who's about a three-hour drive away from Marietta, you know, I mean, Justin Rogers is from Michigan, Evans from the state of Texas. You know, I spoke to a young man last night who's a high four-star from Sammamish, Washington, Sam Adams, who, you know, his dad played defensive tackle in the NFL. You know, he hopes to visit Tennessee in the not-so-distant future. And, you know, credit to staff. They're swinging broad, they're swinging wide, and, you know, casting a big net when they swing. And it's been impressive to watch them get kids to campus. It's impressive to watch them kind of have some success. The real key for this class, to me, Chad, is if Tennessee can finally have the worm turn on the field, then I think that this class can be a top five class nationally, because they're going to see, okay, 5-7 year one. Okay, they made it to a bowl game, won 7 or 8 games this year. You know, that's a huge step in the right direction. You know, we can be that final step as the 2020 class.
Austin, there's a lot of talk about familiarity with the coaches, with the players, with the coaches, and the expectation in this offseason. And Jeremy Pruitt has pointed to this, other coaches have as well, where the players seem to know what the expectation is for them a lot better. The second go-around and offseason workouts are much smoother. Are you seeing that right now with players that are on campus with this Tennessee team?
Yeah, I mean, and they should be. I mean, a year ago, you were in your, you know, fourth strength coach in 4 years, and I'm sure a lot of the players were like, hey, here we go again. Another new strength coach, another new ideas, another change in philosophy, you know. And now here you are in the second year, and it's the same philosophy, and it's the same coach with the same instruction. And, you know, I do think that, you know, the continuity pays, you know, dividends tenfold, in my opinion. I mean, you remember, you go back to 2008, Chad, from 2008 to, 2013, Tennessee had 6 different defensive line coaches in 6 years. I mean, like, you know, once Dan Brooks was let go after the 08 season, I mean, it's, you know, how was that group of defensive linemen ever to have success? They had a different voice in their ear every 5 minutes. And so I do think having the same strength coach here back-to-back years, especially one that's, you know, having some success and has had success in the NFL and in college before, and Coach Fitzgerald, I think it pays huge dividends. And I think you've seen some big strides of guys like Alante Taylor, Ty Chandler, you know, Juwan Jennings, the buy-in has been strong. And I think this group, it doesn't mean they're going to win games on the field, but I think it does start with the off-season conditioning program if you're ever going to start making that that worm turn.
Austin, we know that Derek Ansley is going to call the defensive plays, and Jeremy Pruitt last year was saying at this time that he was definitely calling the plays. He would call the offense if he could. Aside from just getting Ansley on this staff, was there something that Pruitt evaluated that he wanted to correct and get in line, I guess, going into year two, based on however it went in year one?
Well, I think that, you know, for Coach Pruitt, you know, I think, you know, don't get me wrong, I think Coach Pruitt still likes to call the play. And I'm sure Coach Pruitt will still call a play or two every now and again if he sees something at that particular time. Philip Fulmer did that, as you know, he wasn't the offensive coordinator, David Cutcliffe was. But don't you think Coach Fulmer and every now and again said, you know what, I'd really like this play call here. He didn't call that play. And, you know, I do think that, you know, Coach Pruitt saw that, you know, it's easy to, you know, try to be the head coach and call plays and all that, but it's much easier if you, you know, delegate. And I think he, you know, he trusts Derek Ansley a lot, wanted to get Derek Ansley. Ansley was only going to come if you could, you know, he could call the plays, and thus that's what he's doing. And I think Coach Pruitt's comfortable with that. And I think he's much more comfortable with Jim Chaney in a similar role than he ever was Tyson Helton a year ago as well.
Austin, it wasn't exactly the Velociraptors eating the cow like you described.
You're right, it was not.
Tennessee and Vandy.
I had the gift ready and everything, Chad.
I know, yeah. You had it down, but it didn't quite play out that way. Tennessee ended up winning relatively comfortably, but did not play well offensively against Vanderbilt. Are you seeing a team that maybe Kentucky exposed some things with them, or is this simply a case of a little bit of a funk in the season and the team just looking tired, quite frankly, on Tuesday night? Does that extra day off maybe help this team going to Baton Rouge?
I don't know if it helps them. I mean, these guys are used to playing AAU ball where you play multiple games in a day. I mean, I've never been the one thing to say, oh, they're just tired legs. I mean, you know, they're 18 to 22-year-olds, not 38 to 42-year-olds. So, I mean, I've never been one to buy into the whole, you know, they get tired. I mean, that's just the way I look at it is they're in a little bit of a mid-season lull. And somebody said to me, I think we peaked too early. This is what I had a fan tell me earlier the other day. And I'm like, I don't think Tennessee ever peaked. I mean, like, if they peaked too early, I don't think they ever peaked. I mean, they're a good basketball team. They won the games they're supposed to win. They were able to knock off Gonzaga, you know, and knock off a few other teams that were pretty impressive. But I don't think this team's peaked yet. And, you know, I think they're a little bit of a midseason lull. And we'll see if they can snap out of it on Saturday. But you can bet your bottom dollar LSU will come in ready to play Saturday. Tennessee's will have to match it. Breakfast on the Bayou at 11 a.m.
That's right. Early tip-off. Austin, thank you so much, and we'll catch up with you early next week.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
Join our active roster and be part of Team Hutton 104.5 and help the fight to end blood cancer. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Tennessee Man and Woman of the Year campaign is the nonprofit's largest annual fundraiser, and all funds raised provide life-saving blood cancer research. Just visit 1045thezone.com and make a tax-deductible donation. Plus, check out Hutton's event calendar, special giveaways, and more. The campaign runs through April 27th, so please donate. Donate now. Make someday today, because beating cancer is in our blood. More info at 1045thezone.com.